Well, the plan for the rest of our time together is to pray together, to make our way through the Christmas story together. And on this side of Christmas Day, perhaps to see the significance of the season from a slightly different perspective. And we'll see that the Christmas message of God with us is both extraordinary and ordinary. Both of those things at the same time. And so this is an all-age service. And so that means that I'm going to, obviously with every all-age service, I'm going to need volunteers. I'm going to need audience, see, already, three, four, lots of hands. I'll tell you when I need the volunteers. You can hold on for now. Thank you very much. But it also means that there are no kids groups, formal kids groups today, but we have put out a few toys in the creche room behind me, if that would be helpful to you, but it is going to be lively in here anyway. And so, last thing to say, I will need, this isn't just for the kids, I will need whole audience participation. And so that, it's nothing too wild. As we make our way through the Christmas story, we're actually going to read God's word together. And so the words will come up on the screen, and we can practice this now, we will read along loudly and clearly. And maybe if you're still learning to read, you can listen really carefully and then wait till the end. And at the end of the reading, you can say a real hearty amen, which means I agree, yes. And so let's have a go at reading our first part together. Can we see that? Okay, on this occasion, this is a practice. And so I'm going to time us in. I'm going to count us 1, 2, 3, read. Okay, ready? Okay, well, let's, ready? Yes. Yes. Okay, good, great start. Okay, so 1, 2, 3. Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth to those on whom his favor rests. So that's Luke 2:14, and those are the words that the choir of angels sang to announce that Jesus was born. And so let's join in with those angels and let's sing announcing that Jesus has been born. And so let's sing our first couple of songs. Right, now it does seem like there's nothing ordinary about Christmas. Everything is shiny, isn't it? And everything is exciting. And ordinary trees like this one get covered in lights and shiny baubles. Ordinary street lamps get decorated. Shop windows look fad. Ordinary pairs of socks get wrapped up and they become special socks. Did any of you receive special socks? No, good, good. Now, Christmas turns the ordinary into the extraordinary. And so let's start with the ordinary. Now, we're going to find out about two ordinary people who had a Christmas adventure. Now, I'm going to need a volunteer from our congregation. Now, this person, they don't have to have a speaking part, but they do have to do a little bit of gentle acting. And so if that's you, anyone, I might have to call you out. Well, we're looking at our grown-ups, actually. I think I'd prefer a grown-up. If nobody comes up, I'm going to say your name. Anyone? Okay. Karen. Oh, sorry. I know you'd be willing. Come on up. Let's give Karen a round of applause. Right. You can go up here. If you can make it up there. Right, Mary. Now, you're going to be Mary. Now, you might need a couple of helpers. Maybe. Right, Meg and Eliza. Why don't you wrap up Karen and turn her into Mary? So you take that side. You take that side. Now, Mary was... Wait, no, no. Don't. Leave that stuff. Okay, this is going well. So, Mary was an ordinary girl from Nazareth, an ordinary town in northern Israel. And that area is actually known for growing olives. Just ordinary olives. Kind of like these olives. Have you kids ever seen olives before? Now. Oh, wow. So these have been in my office for a little while. And so they're... No one touch them. Definitely don't eat them. So, Mary grew up in a place that grew these olives. So there you go, Mary. Very good. And she just did ordinary things. She wasn't a fancy person. These olives literally grew on trees, and Mary was very ordinary. Now, let's read our passage introducing Mary. So, we're going to do this all together, remember? So, I'll count us in as well. One, two, three. In the 6 months of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. Now, I need another volunteer. Anyone? Going to play Joseph. Again, not a speaking part, but you will need to do some subtle acting. I'm looking for a Joseph. Okay. I'm going to close my eyes, and I'm going to say, Steve, come on. Come on up. Well done, Steve. Great volunteering there. What a brave young man. Wow. Right. Let's see. So, this is Joseph. Why don't you come up and you can stand next to Mary. And this is... So, Joseph, he was, again, a very ordinary kind of guy. He was an ordinary carpenter from Nazareth. And so he'd do things like saw. Yeah, there you go. He'd wear a carpenter's apron. Now, a small side note here. I don't have a carpenter's apron. The closest thing I have is a child's gardening apron. And so just imagine it's like three times the size and less green. So now, I think we all can agree that that's very fetching. Look, it's Joseph. So, here's what the story says about Joseph, and we're going to read this together. And so, one, two, three. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Now, ordinary Joseph had planned to marry ordinary Mary, but she came to him with news that she was having a baby. Joseph was sad. Oh, it is subtle acting, isn't it? Yeah. He knew that it wasn't his baby. What should he do?
Marry.
Just do it anyway. Jump into it. Well, he went to bed. He went and had a sleep. Oh, Joseph, here's your pillow.
Thank you.
he went to bed. And Mary and Joseph were two ordinary young people. And so the Christmas story is actually for ordinary people. Like them and like us. You see, God is interested in ordinary people like Mary and Joseph. People who think that they're no one special. Maybe they think they're too young or maybe too old. People whose plans get changed and aren't sure what to do. People who realize that 4 days after the food and presence, life might start to feel quite ordinary again. That sounds like me, and I'm pretty sure that sounds like you too. So Christmas is for ordinary people just like us. And so that's the first part of our story. We're going to sing again now. And so kids, you can go back to your seats. Thank you for your participation. There are some sweets to reward you later. And so we're going to sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Now, Christmas is for ordinary people just like us. But Christmas isn't just ordinary. You know, we wear silly jumpers trying to gain sponsorships from your local favourite restaurants. Sausages wear bacon. Ordinary roast dinners get supersized, and so do the bellies that eat them. And people give and receive presents. There's effort put in and huge generosity to make it extraordinary. Christmas has always been extraordinary. And in our song and reading, we heard about angels talking to Mary, Joseph, and some shepherds. And there's nothing ordinary about meeting an angel. There's nothing ordinary about hearing God's special message. There's nothing ordinary about God becoming one of us, to be with us. And you might find that hard to get your head around, but when God steps into our world to love and save ordinary people like you and me, it shakes everything up. And so let's continue reading through our Christmas story. And so this is our next reading. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Now imagine that, an angel waving at you from the corner of the room. Let's keep reading. 1, 2, 3. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus." Now, boys and girls, that is extraordinary. God's extraordinary angel appeared to Mary. Mary, why don't you come back up? Appeared to Mary and announced the arrival of God's extraordinary son. What an amazing message and messenger sent especially for her. Now, what kind of things will Mary need because she's just received this message? Go on, shout it out.
Nothing.
Nothing? Oh, yeah. She just has to believe, right? She just has to believe in God. But the messenger does say, "You're going to have a baby." And so what do babies need? Milk. Let's see in my box if we've got any milk. I should have packed milk. Okay, I've got a nappy. You know, that's close. So put it in with the olives. What else might a baby need?
A baby.
A baby. Yeah, I guess. But yeah, someone shouted a baby grow. I'm pretty sure I heard that, right? A baby grow. A what?
Zeke.
It is Zeke's. Wipes. Yes, well done. You know what's in my box. So, this angel said this extraordinary king would arrive as a baby. By the power of God, she would give birth to him. Isn't that extraordinary? Well, that's not all. Let's read about what happened with Joseph. And so we're going to read Joseph's part. And so, 1, 2, 3. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. And he will save his people from their sins." And so, Steve, where's Steve? Oh, there he is. Yep. I mean, Joseph, where's Joseph? Yeah, pretty much. So as Joseph slept, very good. He's very good at this. He snored away. Yeah, that's shaking the ground. Something extraordinary happened. Another angel spoke to him and told him all about the baby Mary was going to have. Now, this was like the most extraordinary gender reveal party. The angel said it was a boy. But not only that, the angel said what job he was going to do as well. Now imagine that. Imagine sleeping and an angel coming to you and saying, you're going to have a baby, call him Simon, he's going to be an electrician. That would be mind-blowing. But this is incredible because the angel said, don't worry, his name is Jesus, he will be a savior. He will save his people. Well, isn't that extraordinary, an extraordinary Christmas, a son of God born to save his people. Well, let's sing about that. Let's sing Joy to the World as our next song. You can get up, Joseph, Steve. Amen. Do take your seats. Well, let's find out how this story comes to its climax. And so we're going to read this together. 1, 2, 3. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave to her first son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was... Right, Mary and Joseph, you can take center stage now. Now, kids, Mary had not done the things you need to do to get pregnant and have a baby, yet she had a baby anyway. The baby was God's son. That's extraordinary. Delicate. And he actually looked ordinary. 10 ordinary fingers, 10 ordinary toes, loud ordinary crying, messy ordinary feeding. This baby was ordinary and extraordinary at the same time. So let's keep reading. 1, 2, 3. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. So Joseph had struggled to find a place for him and Mary to stay and have their baby. They didn't look like royalty. They looked ordinary. No one could have imagined that it would be them bringing God's son into the world, the savior of the world. Joseph put this ordinary baby, this extraordinary baby, in an ordinary feeding box. And he called him Jesus, which means savior. How extraordinary that God would step into our ordinary world to be God with us. That is extraordinary and ordinary at the same time. Now, I don't know if you realize it, but that means that the ordinary, extraordinary news of God with us makes every single day of the year, not just Christmas Day, but every ordinary day, just a little bit extraordinary. And let me try and quickly illustrate that. You can take your seats. Well done, guys. That's excellent work. Yes. Yeah, great performance. Oscars in the post. Right. So many years ago, when it came to Christmas time, people actually had to be told A dog is for life, not just for Christmas. Do any of you remember that? Yeah, vaguely. People had to be told that because they were getting dogs as Christmas presents, but then the people who had received them, they were kind of like forgetting about them, or they were finding it difficult to look after them. And that had to be a national kind of advertising campaign because these dogs weren't being looked after. Because if you think about it, when something as important as a dog enters your world, that doesn't just change your Christmas, that changes your whole life. How much more is that true about the ordinary, extraordinary news of God with us? When something as important as God enters our world, that doesn't just change your Christmas, it changes your whole life. God with us is therefore for life, not just for Christmas. You see, both the ordinary characters in the story, Mary and Joseph, they responded differently to this ordinary and extraordinary baby. Mary wanted to ponder. She thought about what happened. She wondered what it meant. She treasured them, these things in her heart, and kept thinking about how brilliant it was. Isn't it amazing that God, the extraordinary God, is like this? He'd step down into my ordinary. And perhaps this Christmas you could take the time to do the same, like Mary. You might consider the brilliance and humility of Jesus as you even look ahead to the coming year. And then there's Joseph. He named the baby Jesus. He did what the angel said. He believed this baby was the Savior. And so the question is, what do you believe about Jesus? Do you know him enough to call him Savior? Enough to call him friend? Maybe that's something to consider today. Who is Jesus to you? Is he part of your life and not just your Christmas? Well, let's sing our final song together, O Come All Ye Faithful. Well, that marks the end of our service together. Kids and anyone who's been involved in our service, there are some sweets up here, and Karen and Steve, you get double. And so do enjoy the rest of our time together. This is the kind of end of the formal part. But let me say this as a blessing. May you carry the blessings of Christmas into this new year, aware in your ordinary life of God's extraordinary presence, his extraordinary salvation, and his extraordinary love. Go in peace, because God is with us. Emmanuel. Merry Christmas.